And we're back live. So we've just had all the players, player of the year and so on and so forth. So we didn't want to really get involved in that. But we are now lucky enough to join Tom Greaves. Tom, thanks for joining us. In a 24 to 48 hours, it's probably been a bit of a whirlwind for you with the things that have been going on off the pitch, which obviously for you as a manager have a massive impact on a Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about them too much this afternoon. I don't think it's fair to do so and put you under the spotlight, but it's fair to say it's been very, very difficult for you to get a team out this afternoon and get the players all G'd up perhaps for a game here which was very important for one team and indeed for yourself and for your pride and the pride of the players.
Yeah, definitely. We wanted to come here and and cause an upset and win the game. We probably were second best all over today. I think we had a spell of probably 10 or 15 minutes in the second half where we looked brave on the ball. We got on the ball and we passed it well. We got out wide and we got balls into the box. Apart from that, it was pretty flat today. But we've had a difficult 48 hours as a dressing room, as a club. It's not been nice to be involved in. And we've just got to try and look forward to Tuesday night now and get the lads rallied up.
And of course, you know, you're in that situation, you're there training, you're working hard, you know, we get the great results on Tuesday to keep us up and secure the situation in the club. I know there's been talk and people that are members would have known that there was going to be a stage where we might have had to make some difficult decisions. And I suppose it's particularly difficult right at the end of the season when you've got players that have done well for you and that decision's been made. We've talked quite a lot this afternoon before the game about the qualities of the likes of Steve Irwin, the qualities of Linfield and what they brought to the club. We've urged supporters to go on to the official message board and have a look at the financials and look at only the reason surrounding that decision. We're not going to discuss it with you today because it's unfair to do so because you've had to get a team out there this afternoon. But you've got to be even though we were beaten on the day, I think you've got to be pleasantly surprised with a number of performances out there from a very, very young, very inexperienced, and in a lot of cases, players that haven't played for quite some time, even though they've gone out on loan and have not really been played. So there's got to be a lot of positives that you've seen out there this afternoon, perhaps.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the likes of Elliot's come on and he's caused them troubles. It looks lively. It looks like he'll have a good career at FC, so happy days with that. Like you say, Jonesy and Terrell not played much over the last 4 to 6 weeks, so it's good to get them minutes. Stiaflek's come on. He's been one that's shone in training for a long time, so it's good to get these lads minutes on the pitch. But like you said, we are going to miss the likes of Linny and Stevie. Obviously, Scott were missing today as well, and Connor as well. They're big characters in the dressing room. Not just out on the pitch, but in the dressing room as well. And it's fair to say the lads felt a little bit deflated from the goings on Thursday night. We probably could have dealt with the situation a little better and gone down different options. If I'm being honest, a lot of the lads were willing to drop wages so that we could afford to finish the season together, which is what would have been fantastic for us as a group of lads. Unfortunately, the damage was done to Linny and to Stevie, so they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to take money off the lads, and fair play to them. They've made the choice today, and unfortunately for me going forward, I won't be able to have that chat with them about bringing them back next season or anything like that. So it's been a difficult 48 hours for me.
And we talked about, didn't we? We talked to yourself about those decisions that you have to make in the close season. You said you're going to have to sit down and, you know, if you fancy that manager's job rather than being the player manager, you're going to have to make them hard decisions.
Yep.
They've been taken away from you in a lot of ways, haven't they? Which can't help you, can't be good for you, because, you know, you wanted to be able to sit down at the end of the season. You wanted to basically say, look, this is what I want. This is the plan of action I've got going forward, and sit down with the CEO and decide the future and your future. That's been taken away. So I can understand that, you know, the players are deflated. I mean, and again, it's interesting what you say, because we're not privy to the atmosphere of a dressing room.
No.
I've been a party to, obviously, the under-18s, and known those big characters in the dressing rooms. And they are integral, aren't they? It's something that you don't see, that only players and management see. So, you know, to lose them, it's going to be a bit of a blow for you.
Yeah, it's a massive part of of any football club, the dressing room, that's where we have our fun there. And then the hard work starts when we come out on the pitch. So to lose them two lads has been a massive blow. And then obviously like the likes of Hughes is suspended and stuff. So we've,
because Hughes has been excellent in recent months.
Yeah, he really has. He's a massive talker on and off the pitch, on the training pitch as well, and on our WhatsApp group as well. He's one of them that'll gee the lads up all the time. So yeah, it's been a difficult week for us, a difficult day for us. But the young lads now need to stand up and be counted. They need to mature quickly, and then we need to make new big characters.
We do indeed, and as I say, there were some good performances this afternoon. One character that we discussed on Tuesday, who had a good game on Tuesday, and he was given man of the match. And I think today, his performance from Sam Baird again, showing that quality, showing what he's capable of doing as just a pure defender, but also being able to move out with the ball. Didn't do it as much today, didn't have the chances to do so.
No.
But he was absolutely superb. And him and a Fag bowler, that balance that they bring at the back, together with Senior, who again had a good game. I know he just passed a late fitness test, didn't he? And hence that's why you brought him off at half time.
Yeah, he did, yeah. We wanted to protect him for Tuesday night. He deserves to be in that cup final. He's been superb all season, and as an 18-year-old lad to play 40 plus games is a big ask. Speaking about Sam Baird, he's just fearless, and that's what you want in the centre half. He'll go head and kick absolutely everything, but then he's got the qualities to get, like you say, get the ball down and play and come out with it as well. So he's a good centre half to have at the club going forward. So that's always a positive. Good to see Steve Affleck again as well, and all the other young lads. Yeah, it's what it is today. It's an experience for us all.
Of course it is, and I mean the game could have been all very different if perhaps the referee had, in my view, give a red card to Keane in the first half for that challenge on Sam. I thought it was a horrendous challenge.
It was.
But it wasn't to be, and the result really, I mean, we didn't really, in front of goal, you know, do enough this afternoon, which is, you know, it's been something that, it's not just today that, it's been for a large part of the season.
Yeah, when you lose your 30-goal a season striker midway through, it's always going to be tough to replace that, and we probably haven't done it. A lot of lads have chipped in with a few goals, but a few goals is not enough.
Well, as you say, I mean, you know, we know from you, the effort, the work rate, the passion you have for the football club. You came in at a very difficult time, but you came in because you wanted a job, and you took the job on. You, Tom, and Jack. And you know, survival it was the name of the game.
Yep.
You're there now, and you know, you probably wanted a really nice, enjoyable Saturday afternoon playing football. Obviously, the things that have gone on behind closed doors haven't done that. But McCarthy himself had a bug this afternoon, and also and Scotty Kay, because he came off on Tuesday
with
a hamstring. Yeah. I mean, are they likely to hopefully figure in a cup final? Hopefully they'll be in there, ready to play.
Yeah. Hopefully, I mean, that's why I've just come off at half time as well. I had a little niggle in my hamstring, and they're not easy to shake off.
Are you saying you just basically penciled yourself in already for the final?
Well, I've got the choice there, haven't I? It's the first time. No, to be fair, We'll have a chat about the team selection and stuff like that. Obviously, I consider the lads that have played in the quarters and the semi-finals as well. But yeah, it'd be nice to have Scott and Connor available. Hopefully, he can shake his bug off, and hopefully Scott's case hamstring will be okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, not to be today.
Nope.
You know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of conversation going on about what's happening at the football club. You know, we'll discuss that. I think from you and your perspective. Probably 48 hours in a football manager's life, that is probably good. I think probably the hardest you've ever had to deal with, probably just as a player and as a manager, because these people are people that your peers, you work with week in, week out. You know them as friends, and you know them as playing colleagues, but also you're the manager now, and taken out of your hands to a certain degree. But we can only hope that, you know, you can sit down in the close season and build upon something and a foundation that you've already brought these younger players in. You've given the opportunity, which, you know, under the previous manager hadn't happened as much as people were hoping. You've done that. Perhaps you've had to do that because the financial constraints have been there. But
yeah,
you've got now an opportunity to build your own team for next season. You know, Tuesday is a cup final.
Yep.
We can enjoy that, hopefully.
Yeah.
And you can maybe be able to sit down at the end of the season and maybe have at least a month of relaxation and then get into it.
I'd absolutely love that. No, we've got eyes out everywhere looking at players. Obviously, we, even if we'd finished in the playoffs or won the league this year, we'd be looking to strengthen anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you always got to look to strengthen. Even going through the season, you still strengthen your side. So we've got eyes out there. We're watching players. We'll be active over the closed season. So we probably won't get that much of a rest. But we'll go again and we'll be ready for pre-season.
I mean, one question in relation to the vast majority of the younger players are all signed up for for another season, which is great. That basically takes a weight off your shoulder and the fact that you know people aren't going to come knocking on the door straight away.
Yeah.
And if they do, and it's the right club for them and it's the right thing for FC, we can let them move on. One issue, obviously, is senior. He's got to be a player, he's up for all the accolades this season. He's got to be a player that you're going to be desperate to keep, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We know clubs will be sniffing an 18-year-old who's played 40 games in this league, so we'll be looking to sit down with him as soon as possible. He's said to me that he wants to be at this football club, so fingers crossed we can tie him down and that'll be a big plus for us, yeah.
I think it'd be a massive plus for us. Listen, as always, it's great talking to you. Under good circumstances, in different circumstances than today.
Yeah,
very different circumstances for a manager.
I feel like I've lived Arsene Wenger's career in 6 months, to be fair. So, kind of experienced a lot over the last 6 months. So.
All right, well, it's
all a learning curve for me.
It could be worse. You could be a Leeds manager.
Yeah.
One of 19 they've had in the last six or seven years.
That's it.
As always, listen, enjoy the right drive home, and we'll look forward to speaking to you in a cup final. On Tuesday night at Hyde.
Cheers, guys.
All the best, boss. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.